Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel. We are here live to address your questions and real-life issues and invite your calls to 1-800-677-9377. If there's something you'd like to talk about, call now, 1-800-677-9377. The Word of God offers true freedom and life in Jesus Christ, and we invite you to listen and take part to learn how the basic gospel intersects with your life every day. Hear it, believe it, live it. It's Basic Gospel. Now, here's Bob Christopher.
Well, hello, everybody. We're very excited today. In the studio with me is Frank Reed. He is a longtime personal friend. If you've listened to Christian radio at all, you may have heard Frank's name. Frank has been on our board of directors in the past. He is currently the morning personality for KLTY right here in Dallas-Fort Worth, the most listened to Christian radio station in America. And Frank, we are honored to have you today.
Bob, this is quite fun to be able to connect with you. You and I have been friends for a very, very long time, and I know this building and these studios that you're in very, very well, and it's a pleasure to spend a few minutes with you today.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you, and we're here to talk about a book, and it's kind of your life story. It's a book entitled Frankly Speaking, Four Decades on the Air and Off. You've had quite the radio career, haven't you?
Yes, I have. I got into radio right out of high school. I really didn't know what I wanted to do. I sort of stumbled into it. In my high school years, I was very insecure, and quite frankly, I thought being on the radio might gain some acceptance with my peers. And I used to hang out at the local Top 40 rock and roll radio station in Orlando. It was WLOF 950 on the AM dial, and I had a friend that I went to high school with. And I used to hang out there on the weekends, and he had a weekend shift on the overnight. At 2 o'clock in the morning, he was playing rock and roll records, and there was posters on the walls and dials and buttons that he had to push and girls calling the request line all hours of the night. And I thought, you get paid for this? This looks like fun. So I really got into it as a fluke. I really didn't know what I wanted to do out of high school. And back in the late 60s, early 70s, there were a lot of trade schools that popped up around the country where guys coming back from Vietnam could use their GI Bill money and go to school. And so there was a broadcasting school that had a few locations around the country, and it was called Career Academy. And my parents had saved enough money for me to go to the school, and I thought, well, I'll at least give it a shot. I had no idea if I would get anywhere. And so I went and took a course for 6 months and then got my first job at a little country radio station in Kissimmee, Florida, and then fell in love with the business and sort of worked my way up from there and made it all the way to New York City by the time I was 27 and was really climbing the ladder of success in my career and everything that encompassed that as far as what money could buy and sort of very much lived my life for myself. I was very, very self-centered. It was all about me. And made it all the way to New York City at WNBC at the age of 27. And I bottomed out with alcohol. I had an addiction problem and began to cry out to God since I had been brought up in the church. And God really started dealing with me. Some things started to happen where I thought that, well, this might be a spiritual issue. And I remember I had been going through a lot of physical anxiety problems. This is all in the book, by the way.
Yes, indeed. And this is, but reader, I mean, listeners, this is a book you will want to read, especially our listeners in New York City on right. WMCA. Frank has had involvement with that particular station in years past and currently works with Salem Radio Broadcasting.
Right,
and
right.
So, there's a connection there. Yeah, and I think you will really enjoy reading this book, frankly speaking.
Yeah. I don't want to spoil the whole book for you, but basically one of the funniest things that happened is I had been struggling with an awful lot of anxiety issues getting sober. And I just couldn't get a handle on it, and I kept on having physical manifestations of anxiety manifesting itself in different ways in my body. And I finally went to a doctor who said, look, everything that you're going through is true. You're going through these physical manifestations, but I really think it's all psychosomatic. And he sent me down the hall to see a psychologist. And the psychologist said, look, I don't have any doubt that there's anything that, he said, there's obviously something going on with you. And he says, it seems like you're wrestling with some sort of decision. And I had been counseling with a old friend from Orlando who was pastoring his first church in Vancouver, British Columbia. So I was starting to move toward the teaching of Jesus and moving back toward that way. And this guy who didn't know me from Adam, God used this man to say these words to me. He said, I don't know what you're going through. He said, but it seems like you're wrestling with some kind of decision. And he said, whatever that decision is, why don't you settle it? And then if you're still having problems, come on back into my office and I'll work into my schedule. So I got onto the Long Island Railroad going from New Hyde Park into New York City. And I said a prayer that went something like this. Dear God, if this is all about you, I really need to know. And I'm really at the end of my rope. And I knew that I had a very high-powered job at WNBC in New York. And that was really an idol in my life. I really held on to that. I did not want to give that up. And I basically said to God, you know what? This job, if that needs to go to know about you, I don't care. And I was in a relationship that was wrong. I knew it was wrong. I said, if this relationship I know needs to go, I really don't care. I just need to know the truth. And I said this prayer, and I said, you know, an amen, please show me the truth. And then I said something. I said almost in an afterthought, and I said, and oh, by the way, if this is really all true and this is all about you, I'd appreciate it if the rest of my life would not be boring.
I like that. I like that.
Well,
see, isn't that one of the fears we have? Is
see my
when
whole
we,
my whole
look
idea
at Christianity.
My whole idea of Christianity was just so it was so narrow and legalistic and dogmatic. You know, I thought, you know, God's not going to let you work at this high power top 40 rock and roll radio station and also have a relationship with Jesus. How, you know, I looked at all this and I thought, how is all this going to work? I couldn't wrap my brain around it. You know. And so I said that prayer, and then 48 hours later, my boss gives me a call and says, you need to come into the office early at 10 o'clock. And usually the only time I would get a call from him at 3 in the morning when I needed to come in and work for Imus if Imus couldn't make it in. So I get this call, which was very unusual, and he says, you need to come in. We've got an urgent meeting with the boss. And I said, what's up? He said, I'll tell you when we get here. So I went in and I got called into the general manager's office and they said, well, we're making changes. And I thought, oh, way to go, Frank. You said this prayer to Jesus and gave your life to Jesus. I'm thinking, God is going to send me to Africa to do missionary radio.
Well, that wasn't exactly the story, but let me jump in real quick. This is Basic Gospel. My name's Bob Christopher, great special guest today, Frank Reed. We're going to hear more of his story, but I do want to mention to our listeners that Frank's book, Frankly Speaking, is available through our ministry. You can go online to basicgospel.net. We have a special deal, a deal of $12. Plus postage and shipping that's available to you. That is about half retail price. So
yep.
We are very privileged and honored to make this book available at that price. You will want to read it. It is easy reading. It just pulls you right in from the very get-go.
Yeah,
I mean, you're sitting there saying, yay, Frank, and you know, just rejoicing with your victories, and you just feel the pain that you go through and just those decisions and just how nerve-wracking some of those were. Yeah. But at the end, you see, wow, Christianity is the most exciting life there is.
There's walking no doubt about it.
Walking with Jesus, there's nothing better.
It's the most exciting, fulfilling, radical,
revolutionary.
Revolutionary way to live.
Yes.
It is so true that when I share with people, it's like, look, you don't understand. the creator of the universe wants to be intimately involved with every area of your life.
Not just some, not just Sunday,
no.
But every day.
Hey, I've got to share something that just happened, okay? This will just take a second. We'll get back to the book. But just this past weekend, I was in Manhattan with my daughter, and we had a chance to go to Broadway. And I love the airline that I won't mention the airline, but they lost our bag, okay? And I was packing bags as fast as I possibly can. And my gym shorts that I always sleep in, they're sort of like my pajamas, I forgot to pack them. And so I put them in my carry-on bag, okay? Now, people are going to think this is crazy. This is not crazy. God knew ahead of time that my bag was going to get lost and that I would not have anything to sleep in unless it was my jeans. And God knew that I was going to forget my shorts. I know this. People are going to think, you guys are crazy. You know what? I mean, the littlest details. God's interested in it.
Yes, he is.
You know, I mean, and it's just so cool. And God just will do those things to let you know that he is there and he is involved. And you almost have to go through life and just go, how could you want to live any other way?
Absolutely.
You know, so I'm sorry. Back to the story. So I get called to the general manager's office, and they say, we're making changes. And I think, oh, great, I'm getting fired. And then he says, we're taking you off afternoons, and we think we're going to put you on after Imus in the morning. If you just tuned in, we're talking about WNBC in New York City. And they said, we're taking you off afternoons because we hired somebody who does something completely different, and his name is Howard Stern. And I sat there thinking, and I'm processing all of this, and of course, this was when Howard was in Washington, D.C., and he wasn't anything like the media star that he is today. And I remember thinking, Howard, who? What are you talking about? But the cool thing was I thought I was getting fired, and then I ended up staying, and it was like God taking my hand and saying, now see, you thought this was going to be a certain way. And it was almost like the beginning of God educating me that following Jesus wasn't going to be like anything I thought it was going to be. See, because I thought, because I had said this prayer, I thought that my life, as I knew it, was going to come to an end. I didn't realize it at the time, Bob, but my life was just beginning.
Beginning.
And that was in 1982. And since then, God's faithfulness, as far as guiding me in my career, that is all in the book, guiding me to my wife. You talk about a neat romance story. There's some great romance in here, because I also talk about a couple of relationships and the relationships that led to my wife, Patty. We've been married now for 22 years, happily married for 22 years. And I truly believe that it was God that supernaturally brought me my wife. And now this lady that is my life partner, I can't imagine life without her. And it's because God is the one who brought her to me, and that's also documented in the book.
Yeah. And that was one of my favorite parts of this book, is reading that story, and just you just feel like you're just right along for the ride, and it's so exciting. But you were in New York, you were sandwiched between Don Imus and Howard Stern there for a period of time, and then you eventually left WNBC and made your way down to Orlando. And at that point, there was an intersection between our ministry and your life, and you found some answers in that particular time that really laid a foundation for the rest of your life.
Right? Well, it's really kind of neat. When I left NBC, I had some job offers, but I really, you know, I had sort of been at the top of the hill, king of the hill, top of the heap, you know, the New York,
that's
New
right,
York
that's
song.
That's right.
It's like, where do you go from afternoons at WNBC in New York? So I had some job offers, and there were some lateral moves that I could make, but I thought, you know what, I'm going to decompress for a while. So I had bought some lakefront property in Orlando, and I thought, I'll go back to Orlando and maybe I'll settle down there. And I actually purposely took a couple of months off. And it's interesting because my mom came down with cancer while I was there, so I got to walk with my parents through that cancer journey. She eventually went to the Lord after I had been home for about a year and a half. But to be able to be home during that time and walk with my parents through that time was just, it was bittersweet. It was so cool to be there. I'm sad that she went, but she's with Jesus, so she's in a better place. But while I was down there, I picked up, you know, of course, this program, and back in those days of this ministry, And I began to listen to it every day, over and over and over again. And what happened is the unconditional love and acceptance and grace of God literally went from my head deep, deep, deep into my heart. And here's what happens. If you're listening to Bob and I right now, no matter where you are, online or around the country, wherever you're listening, when you come to the conclusion in your heart that no matter what you've done, where you've been, what you're going to do, that your acceptance with God is totally secure, that you're 100% forgiven, loved, and accepted because of the sacrifice, the incredible, amazing sacrifice that Jesus made on the cross for us. Once you get that, it will absolutely revolutionize your life and the way that you look at Christianity. You'll never look at it the same again. And I got it from the beginning days of this ministry that you're now a part of. And that's why I love this ministry, and I love supporting you guys in what you do, because this message is life-changing.
Well, it's life-changing in every single detail of life. I mean, you get a foundation as far as God's love and grace and mercy and forgiveness is concerned. And so you hear a lot of pastors and ministers talk about the vertical, you know, and so that becomes secure.
Yeah.
And then that starts to branch out in a horizontal way as far as relationships, you and Patty, you and your children now with Ryan and Hope, and the folks that you work with, the folks that you worship with in your church. All of those relationships are impacted by this understanding of God's love and grace.
No doubt about it. And you can't give away what you don't have.
That's exactly right.
See, you can't love somebody unconditionally. You can't forgive somebody if you don't really know from your Heavenly Father that you've been totally forgiven. You know? So it affects so much. You know, when you get that foundation of God's unconditional love, grace, and forgiveness, then you have the capacity to do that with your other relationships.
That's right.
You know,
to express that
exactly.
Faith being expressed in love, and you know, I think that is a point that we just cannot emphasize enough: the fact that we have to first receive before we're equipped to give.
Yeah,
and that's what you learned, and that's what your life has been for all these years, and it's been a pleasure for me to journey a little bit with you as a friend and to see, you know, God working those details out in both of our lives.
And, and the cool thing is I get to write about it all in the book. That was one of the reasons I wanted to write the book, because I didn't want to do a religious book. I wanted to do a book about life, and that's basically what it is, because the stories that are all documented in the book, you know, we say at the beginning, where I say, you know, you just can't make this stuff up.
That's right.
And all of the stories in the book are true. And one of the neat things that that I discovered as I was wrapping up the book, something else is, you know, I have this platform of KLTY Radio here in Dallas and Fort Worth, and I had a situation come up where I wanted to do a commentary about the Trayvon Martin thing when that came down. And we don't do politics on KLTY. That's not what we do. So I knew that I didn't want to come on about Trayvon Martin and say, I didn't want to say anything political as far as agreeing or not agreeing, but I knew that I wanted to say something about it on the radio. So I began to pray about it. And, God began to speak to me about completely changing the subject. And I did a commentary called The Verdict, and The Verdict is in the book. And it's basically me at the judgment seat of Christ, and basically Jesus being my attorney. And I posted this piece that I did on the radio on Facebook, and it exploded. It went to like over 100,000 views on Facebook in a couple of days. But here's the cool thing about this, is what I've found, we all struggle with something. We all have our stuff, okay, right? And the particular morning that I wrote this piece called The Verdict, I had some temporary veneers on my teeth, and I was at the health club, and I didn't realize it at the time, but when I lift weights, I grit my teeth. Well, I was lifting weights, and all of a sudden, all these teeth exploded in my mouth. And I went home just an emotional mess. I was just distraught and upset and mad at myself. Well, right in the middle of all of these crappy feelings is when I felt like the Holy Spirit said, go write about this. Go write the verdict, and here's what I want you to say. And then when I put this thing on the radio and then it exploded on Facebook, I went back and I tried to remember my emotional state when I wrote that. And I was not emotionally doing well at all, quite frank. I was an emotional mess. And I came to this conclusion, and I wrote this in the book, is that God is just looking for willing hearts to use. He's not looking for perfect people, because we're not perfect. Only Jesus is perfect. But what he is looking for, he's looking for everyday people like you and me to make ourselves available to be his arms, his feet, and in this particular case for me, his mouthpiece. And also, he wanted to use my fingers
to write
and put it in the book.
Absolutely. And we have to know that God loves us.
Yes.
Before we'll be willing to trust him, before
yes.
we'll be willing to offer ourselves to him.
Yes.
But when we know that he loves us, then it's just the most natural thing in the world to say, Lord, I'm available.
Here's the thing. You know, Jesus said, I'm going to go away and send you a helper, and that's the Holy Spirit. Well, because it's Christ in us, our hope of glory, the Holy Spirit in us, God every day is just, you know what? He's just looking for a warm body, and I'm one of them.
That's exactly right.
And I just get up and say, Lord, I'm not perfect today, and I might be upset about this or that or whatever, but you know what? I'm available to be used today. And that's really all he wants. He's just looking for people to use. But here's the cool thing about living this life. When he uses you and you realize that you've been used, well, okay, this is your example, and this is in the book. The Christian life, in many ways, is like playing center field for the Yankees, okay? The ball gets hit to the center fielder. You have the opportunity to make the play, and God needed a center fielder at this particular time.
Absolutely.
And there you are, and you get to play the play. And that morning that I did that on the verdict with KLTY, I felt like I was Mickey Mantle.
Yeah. And it's exciting, isn't it?
It's the only way to live.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's the only way to live.
Yeah, no other way to live at all. It's just a life of faith. It's a simple life,
yeah.
But it's a powerful life.
It's a powerful life.
Boy, this time has flown by, and we are so thankful that you spent these few minutes with us, and thanks for sharing your story.
How do I get the book, Bob?
Well, here's how you do it. You go to basicgospel.net. It's right on our homepage. Frankly Speaking, Four Decades on the Air and Off, a memoir by Frank Reed. It is a wonderful, wonderful read. It's transparent. It's honest. It's real. You will, like I said, you'll laugh with Frank. You'll cry with Frank. You'll cheer with Frank. But more than anything, you'll take a fresh look at your own life and see how God has been working in your life in such a powerful way as well. So we want you to have this book. Go online, order it at basicgospel.net, or you can call right now 1-800-727-2828. That's 1-800-727-2828. Talk to Billy. Tell her that you want a copy of Frankly Speaking. She will process that order. This is an incredible price just to Basic Gospel listeners. $12 plus shipping and handling. We will get this to you. And like I said, you'll think that's the best $12 you spent. So it's a great book. It's been endorsed by some incredible people. Michael W. Smith, Stephen Curtis Chapman, Dan Dean of Phillips, Craig and Dean. Even I had the opportunity to endorse it and was very honored and privileged to do so. So this is Basic Gospel. Thank you for listening. Go online, order Frankly Speaking. You will be blessed. Well, my name is Bob Christopher, and for Frank Reed and for the entire Basic Gospel team, thank you for tuning in to today's broadcast. We'll look forward to being with you again tomorrow at the same time for another edition of Basic Gospel.